Psalm 84, verse number 4 through verse 7. And if you're wondering, this is why you need to bring your Bible still, because sometimes our technology fails, but the Word of God never fails. You're having a computer problem, and Sister Melinda's working on that right now. And doing a I appreciate, you know what, we have some talented people here. I certainly appreciate the Martins and brother Williams, you got it. Amen. You know what I was talking about before I said it, didn't you? Amen. They're laboring, sharing their expertise with us and helping bring some little technology into the present. Amen. We were taught this morning that the church is relevant in every generation. And we got to be, folks. We can't be out of touch and out of tune. We got to be relevant. And we are. Praise God. Amen. And so I'll embrace technologies, not necessarily programming, but technologies that'll reach the world. Amen. And so that's a whole other discussion. But I'm going to preach today with the help of the Lord from Psalm 84, verse 4. Blessed, everybody say blessed. Blessed are they. So would you like to be blessed today? Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Glory. Amen. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. In verse 6, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeareth before God. I want to preach today about digging pools and drilling wells. Digging pools and drilling wells. God bless you. May be seated. I found it interesting today to whom this psalm was addressed. The Bible says that it was written for the sons of Korah. Do you remember who Korah was? Korah was a man that with two cohorts stood up and opposed Moses and Aaron. And I mean belligerently, arrogantly. And they stood against them. And they were very popular in the congregation of Israel. As a matter of fact, it says the congregation stood with them. They were so deceptive that they had got people to follow them. And it was a dire situation. They were men that, hear me, had a place in the kingdom. They had a unique place that God had given them. But they wanted more than that. They were not satisfied to be porters and to be servants and to be helpers in the body. They wanted to be the head. They wanted to take Moses' place. They wanted to take Aaron's place. And that was not so designed. And so the Lord put in the heart of Moses to speak to them and just simply say, I want you to step over here. Congregation, step back. God's going to decide this decision, this equation. He said, you don't want to be too close right now. He said, because God's going to decide who his man is on this time. And so the Bible said, Moses lifted his voice to the congregation and said, whomever the Lord has chosen, he said, if it's us or if it's them, he said, let the earth open up and let them not die a natural death, but let the Lord make a decision and basically kill those that he has not chosen. Now, boy, that's faith right there. You better have faith in your calling if you're going to make a statement like that. And the Bible says the earth opened up and swallowed the opposers and Korah and the families of these other men, and they went down into a pit. The earth closed up, and it was a decisive victory. Moses and Aaron won, enemy zero. I mean, it was decided right there on the spot. And I got a feeling the folks got their head on straight and decided who leadership was. I don't think they had any doubt after that, Brother Hart. I believe it just kind of was decided right there on the spot. Amen. But what I find interesting is, here we are far down the road of history, and we find the name again to the sons of Korah. You see, there were some sons, there were some children of Korah that were not consumed in that. Amen. Hear me today. Your parents may not serve the Lord. Your mother, your father may not serve the Lord. Those in charge of you may not serve the Lord. But that does not mean that you cannot serve the Lord. They may be fervently against God and against the church, but that does not mean that God will not give you the opportunity and God will not provide a way for you to serve Him and a way for you to continue in the truth. Here we are, and the Bible says that here's a song written to the sons of Korah. Amen. God protected them and brought them to a great time, and they went on to be great in the kingdom, the service of God. But the Bible says in these verses, first of all, it teaches us about blessing. I like this. It said, blessed are they that dwell. Everybody say dwell. They that dwell in the presence or dwell in thy house. Amen. You see, in Bible times, there were certain appointed people that actually lived in the tabernacle and in the temple. And they were called blessed because they were continually in the presence of the Lord. But I want to tell you something today. If you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, you've got it better than they had, because you don't just dwell in the house of the Lord, but the Bible said that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, whose you are. Hallelujah. You have literally become the temple, and the Holy Ghost dwells in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, that's better than Old Testament. Amen. The Bible said, speaking in the book of Hebrews, God having provided some better thing for us. Hey, I think it's better to have the Holy Ghost in me and I become the temple of God than to have to stay in a temple of stone. When they left the temple, they left the presence. But hey, I can walk down the street of Athens, Texas, and the Holy Ghost walks with me. I can walk down the street of Athens, Greece, and the Holy Ghost walks with me. I can walk down the street of Paris, Texas, and the Holy Ghost would walk with me. I can walk down the street of Paris, France, and the Holy Ghost would walk with me. Wherever we go, whether it's in the church, on the job, in the home, wherever you go, whatever you do, in the school, the presence of the Lord walks with you, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed, hallelujah, are they. Blessed are they that dwell in His presence. That's why the Bible tells us to pray, to be constant in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Because when we're in an attitude, you see, the presence is with us. Amen. I think it's good, and I'm around folks sometimes, and it happens to me as well, and you'll just be driving along and walking along, and all of a sudden a little hallelujah creeps out. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. You just all of a sudden just, praise the Lord. That's not for anybody around. That's for Him. Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, you're not dancing a jig, perhaps, but you're just sawing a board. Amen. And all of a sudden a little hallelujah comes out. You know what you're doing? You're dwelling in the presence. Hallelujah! Praise God. Amen. You might be somewhere on your job and you're doing something that's not spiritual at all, but all of a sudden a little praise the Lord. Come bubbles up. Hallelujah. You know what that is? That's dwelling in the presence. Hallelujah. It's not just for church, folks. It's for everyday life. Amen. This is not just about when you're in these four walls, but this is when you're at home and wherever you are, the presence is there. Hallelujah. Blessed are they that dwell in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said there's perpetual praise. Amen. The praise doesn't stop. Oh, I pray today that when you walk through the doors of this church after this service, that the praise doesn't stop there. I hope it doesn't stop on the parking lot. I hope it doesn't stop when you get in your car. But I hope it follows you to Gun Barrel City while you're eating barbecue. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope it follows you back for service tonight. Amen. I hope it follows you to spaghetti supper after the service. I'm making announcements if you hadn't got the point. And I hope it follows you to spaghetti supper. Amen. It follows you home. And the last thing you do before you go to sleep is bless the Lord. And through the night, amen, in the morning when you get up, the first thing you do is bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And all through your day tomorrow, you bless the Lord because you dwell in His presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, this kind of Christianity works. Amen. And then he says in the next verse, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Now, we've had people ask this question. Anybody ever ask you, what is your strong point? What is your strong point? Well, if you're a singer, then your strong point is singing. If you're a musician, your strong point is music. If you're a carpenter, your strong point is building. If you're a welder, your strong point is welding. If you're a football player, your strength is football. Whatever you activity you excel in, you see, that's what your strength is. Isn't that right? See where I'm going here? But the Bible said, blessed is the man whose strength is the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what my strong point is today. My strong point is J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. That's my strong point. Hallelujah. Amen. And that ought to be your strong point too. Whatever else you do, wherever else you go, whatever else you accomplish, let God be your strength. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. It said, in whose heart are His ways. And what's in your heart today? Amen. You see, God puts His ways in us. Before I came to Jesus, it was my way. Amen. I did it my way. But after you come to Jesus, it's His way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I like that, what it said about blind Bartimaeus. You remember? The Bible says Bartimaeus, you know, whenever he came in Jesus, healed him, and after he healed him, he said, go thy way. But you know what Bartimaeus did? He picked up his coat. He didn't go his way. He went Jesus' way. It said, and he followed him. Amen. He didn't go his way. He went his way. Hallelujah. And that's good advice for us here today. Some people, once they get what they want from God, they're through with God. Once they get their blessing, they're through with God. Once they get their healing, they're through with God. Once they get what they need, they're through with God. They put Him back on the shelf like a used item. They stick Him in the trunk like a spare tire until they need Him again and another crisis comes. But that's not the blessed man. And that's not the blessed woman. The blessed man and the blessed woman is the one whose ways are in your heart. Hallelujah. And it's not about what I want to do. It's about what pleases Him that makes me tick and makes me walk. And that is my living. And that is my life. And that is how I think. His ways become my ways. That's the blessed man. Hallelujah. Now, when you have those conditions in your life, amen, when you dwell in His presence, when you dwell in perpetual praise, when His strength is become your strength, and when His heart is in you, now, He said, when or who pass, when you have those conditions, you're that person who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. Now, the valley of Baca is a dry place. Now, valley, simply by its definition, is a depression. Anybody ever walked through a depression? That's what they call it, being depressed. That's what a valley is. A valley is a depression. You walk through a low place. And so the valley of Baca was a genuine valley. It was a real valley. And the word Baca, translated by some translators, means the valley of tears. The valley of tears. In other words, it was a difficult place. It was a dry place. It was a gloomy place. It was a depressing place. And he said, but in that valley, he said, who passing through, they make wells. Now, if you're going to make a well, you're going to be there a while. Now, there's some valleys that we pass through quickly. There's some trials that we pass through quickly. There's some difficulties that we pass through quickly. But there's others that hang on a while. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some valleys you walk through and you stay there a time. And you're going to do one of two things. You're going to get thirsty, and you're either going to dig a well or you're going to die. So when you get in a valley and you get thirsty, there's only one thing to do, and that's start digging. Hallelujah. You start digging, and you dig, and you toil, and you labor. Amen. Amen. That's your way out. When you get in a valley, you just dig a little deeper. You just dig a little deeper. Amen. You see, God's not only up there, but God's down there. He's omnipresent. So you dig in the valley. Amen. And you dig down. And you dig until you find water. Hallelujah. And you dig until it begins to fill up. And you hear a gurgling somewhere. And that cool refreshing begins to rise to the top. Has anybody ever found refreshing in a valley? Hallelujah. Right in the middle of what was intended to be dry and dead, and a place that was supposed to destroy you, but you found strength there, and you found refreshing there, because you took the time, and you made the effort, and you dug a well in your valley until that valley of death became a place of refreshing. Now let me tell you, the glory of the well and the beauty of the well is when you get out of the valley, that well's still there, and some traveler that comes along behind you is going to receive refreshing from the well that you took time to dig. I'm telling you today, church, we are drinking from some wells that we did not dig, and we are being refreshed from some valiant efforts of some others that passed this way before we ever came along. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Davis labored here for 47 years, and I promise you one thing, we'll never forget, he was a man that dug some wells, and we're going to drink from those wells, and we're going to be strengthened by those wells. We've been blessed by that ministry. Amen. But we can't just stay in this valley. There's going to come a time, friend, we're going to have to dig some own well, our own well. Amen. You're refreshed from the wells of others, but you got to dig a little and leave something for somebody else. Amen. Hear me today, parents. You got to dig some wells so that your children will know that this is real. This is genuine. And they'll look back when they get in a dry place, and they'll remember what mama did, and they'll remember what daddy did, and they'll remember their prayers, and they'll remember their praise, and they'll remember their faithfulness, and they'll drink from that well, and it will strengthen them and encourage them and allow them to go a little farther on the journey. You got to dig some wells. You got to dig some wells. You got to drill some wells. You got to leave something behind you that somebody else can benefit from. Amen. And then he speaks of the pools. Now a pool's a little different thing than a well. A pool is a ditch that's filled from above. You don't have much to do with that. I just remember one time when Israel was in a time of drought and in a time of difficulty, and they called for the prophet. And the first thing the prophet said, he said, make this valley full of ditches. Make some receptacles. Amen. Because blessing is getting ready to come. You know, a ditch is just simply an empty place in the ground. And you just... So what we do to prepare for blessing is we get ourselves empty of self. Get ourselves empty of carnality. We make a space, we make a place that God can fill. And then the prophet said, he said, bring me a minstrel. Bring me a musician. Bring me somebody that can play something. Hallelujah. Amen. And when they began to play, the blessing came. The rain came. The ditches were filled. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only was their thirst quenched, but the enemy that was looking on, the Bible said that when the sun began to go down, it looked red. And the enemies perceived it was the blood and the battle was over. And they turned around and went home. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in making some ditches in your life. Making some receptacles in your life. Making a place where blessing can come into your life. Amen. So if you're in the valley, what are you going to do? Well, if you're passing through, make some ditches so blessing can come. Hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord can come. But you may have to keep digging until you make a well. Amen. Praise God. But you just don't give up. You don't just stop. Brother Neil said it so well here this morning. You just don't quit. Amen. Praise God. I've been thirsty before. I've been through trouble before. I've been through trial before. I've been through difficulty before. I've been through dry places before. So what do? You hold on. You press on. You don't give up. You don't stop. You get your eyes on your goal, on the prize, and you press forward. You just don't stop. And then the Bible said that you go from strength to strength. Amen. Now, who is our strength? Where does our strength come from? The psalmist said, my strength cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's where your strength comes from. It comes from above. Hallelujah. So when you're in the valley and you're digging your ditches and you're digging your well, don't forget, look up every now and then. Hallelujah. Because your strength cometh from the Lord. And He will not fail you. And He will not forsake you. And He'll never let you down. Amen. So you go from strength to strength. So you got a little strength here. You go through a little weakness here. But there's going to be some strength right there. Amen. Sometimes you know what we're doing. Amen. We got a pool here. And we drink from the pool. And there's a well down here that somebody dug somewhere through their dark experience. And oh, I drink from that well. I drink from that well. I drink until I have strength. And then I march on through the valley. And down here I see a pool that somebody has dug. And I drink the refreshing that comes from above. Amen. That's the blessing of wells, pools in your life. Amen. Praise God. When you're in a service, it's so important. It's so important that you don't get too busy for God to bless you. It's so important that you don't have your mind so full of trouble, so full of activity, so full of other things that God cannot bless you. It's not enough just to sit on a pew. I thank you for coming. I really do. I'm so glad you're here. But friend, don't just come, but make a depression. Make a place. Make a space that the blessing of the Lord can fill you with strength. Because you don't know how long you're going to have to go on this street. You don't know what this afternoon or tomorrow is going to bring into your life. And you're going to need this blessing. Amen. Don't believe the lie. Satan always says, well, just wait till later. Next service. I just really don't feel like it today, preacher. Next service. There may not be a next service. Amen. Or if there is, it may be a long ways down the road. You don't know that. I don't know that. So you drink from what's here today. Amen. You get all the blessing you can get while you're here today. Amen. Because there's going to be another blessing. There's going to be more strength. But it may be a little while before you get there. Amen. Praise God. You know, Elijah ran a little low one time. After one of the biggest victories anybody had ever won. One against 850. Those are pretty big odds. I should, and the one was not Elijah, by the way. It was the God of Elijah. And the one little old preacher, he was a little discouraged, and he was a carpenter preacher, and he was saying, he said I'm a little old 1x4 preacher. Oh, I'm just a little 1x4 preacher. I'm just a little 1x4 preacher. And God spoke to him, and he said, "What do you mean 1x4?" He said, "Well, I'm just 1x4." He said, "No." He said, "I'm one, and you're nothing. I'm the one, and you're nothing." Amen. But let me tell you, when the one's on your side, that's all you need. Hallelujah. When you just got God on your side, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Amen. Elijah, boy, won a victory. 850 prophets, he whooped them. Amen. And then one little old woman. You talk about getting on his case. One little old woman made a threat, and he ran for his life. And he ran, and he ran, and he ran, and he ran. He got out in the desert somewhere, out in the valley, and he crawled up under a juniper bush, and he said, "God, just let me die." Aren't you glad God doesn't always answer our prayers? God, just let me die. And God said, "Shut up and go to sleep." He fell asleep. God punched him, woke him up. He said, "Drink that and eat that." He drank and he ate and went back to sleep. Amen. Woke him up again. He said, "Drink that and eat that." Amen. He said, "Now go to the mountain." He went 40 days on the strength of just that one meal. That's what I call going from strength to strength. Woo! That's a lot of strength, Brother Hart. Amen. Praise God. I hope I never have to do that. I know that was good stuff, but I kind of like eating regular. Amen. How about you? I can tell that most of you do just by looking. Let's stand together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I'm standing between you and your lunch right now. Amen. But there is a valley. We will go through it. When you get in the valley, make some ditches. Make provision for blessing. Make a place. Make a space. Make a way. Make a vacuum. God will fill it. Amen. God will fill it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Dig a well. It will refresh you, and you'll leave something behind for someone that's coming on some tomorrow that will need the testimony of your fortitude, your faithfulness, amen, and your provision. We thank you. God of heaven, it's a long journey. Sometimes it's blessing, and sometimes it's testing. You're there in the good times, you're there in the bad. We're always in your presence. Amen. We're always in your presence. And we can always find you at the address of praise, because that's where you live. Amen. You're in this place today. You're here to help somebody in this sanctuary. I pray right now that you'll speak to some heart in a special way that needs that refreshing today. Amen. Let me open this altar for prayer this morning. You never know what pilgrim may be here that's passing through a rough place that may just need a drink today from this well. I invite you to come. Please come. Amen. Drink deeply. Be refreshed. Be encouraged. Be strengthened and blessed in your spirit today. Amen. If you're thirsty, he said, come unto me. Hallelujah. Let him that is athirst come and drink of the waters of life freely. Amen. Why don't you come today? Everybody that's thirsty, everybody that needs a drink, why don't we just come and just drink in the autumn presence and power and provision of the Lord. Thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you because you're in this place. Thank you because you're in this place. Oh, I feel you near. I hold you dear in this place. I need you this morning, Jesus. You're most important to me. More than anything. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I read about a little girl that had went to visit a family. She lived in an orphanage. Family took her home for a weekend. Sitting before her at the table was a full glass of milk. She left it untouched. Finally, the man of the house said, honey, aren't you going to drink your milk? And she said, sir, I don't know how deep to drink. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, back at the orphanage, we have a glass of milk. And she said, each one just drinks just so deep. You can drink an inch. Sometimes you can drink 2 inches. She said, I just didn't know how deep to drink. He looked at her with tears in his eyes and he said, honey, he said, it's all yours. Drink it all. And if that's not enough, there's more. And sometimes we come to the Lord and it's like, how deep do I drink? Amen. Hey, let me tell you something today. He's the never-ending fountain. He's the origin. He's the fountainhead of life. Don't just drink a little bit. Drink deeply. Drink freely until you're saturated, satiated, and satisfied. Amen. Let's drink deeply today, would you? Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Lift your faith Let's drink deeply right now. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
I know that there are angels all around. So let us praise Jesus now. For we are still